Revelation. Revelation is communication from God to His children. This guidance comes through various channels according to the needs and circumstances of individuals, families, and the church as a whole. When the Lord reveals His will to the church, He speaks through His prophet. The Scriptures contain many such revelations, the word of the Lord through ancient and latter-day prophets. Today, the Lord continues to guide the church by revealing His will to His chosen servants. Prophets are not the only people who can receive revelation. According to your faithfulness, you can receive revelation to help you with your specific needs, responsibilities, and questions, and to help you strengthen your testimony. Preparing to receive revelation through the Holy Ghost. The Scriptures tell of different types of revelation, such as visions, dreams, and visitations by angels. Through such channels, the Lord has restored His gospel in the latter days and revealed truths concerning such doctrines as premortal existence, the redemption of the dead, and the three kingdoms of glory. However, most revelations to leaders and members of the church come through the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. Quiet spiritual promptings may not seem as spectacular as visions or angelic visitations, but they are more powerful and lasting and life-changing. The witness of the Holy Ghost makes an impression on the soul that is more significant than anything you can see or hear. Through such revelations, you will receive lasting strength to stay true to the gospel and help others do the same. The following counsel will help you prepare to receive promptings from the Holy Ghost. Pray for guidance. The Lord said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. In order to find and receive, you must seek and ask. If you do not knock, pray unto your Heavenly Father for guidance, the door of revelation will not be opened to you. But if you approach your Father in humble prayer, you can eventually receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. Be reverent. Reverence is profound respect and love. When you are reverent and peaceful, you invite revelation. Even when everything around you is in commotion, you can have a reverent attitude and be prepared to receive guidance from the Lord. Be humble. Humility is closely related to reverence. When you are humble, you recognize your dependence on the Lord. The prophet Mormon taught, "Because of meekness and lowliness of heart cometh the visitation of the Holy Ghost, which comforter filleth with hope and perfect love." Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. Keep the commandments. When you keep the commandments, you are prepared to receive, recognize, and follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost. The Lord promised, "Unto him that keepeth my commandments, I will give the mysteries of my kingdom, and the same shall be in him a well of living water, springing up unto everlasting life." Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23. Partake of the sacrament worthily. The sacramental prayers teach how to receive the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. When you partake of the sacrament, you witness to God that you are willing to take upon yourself the name of His Son, and that you will always remember Him and keep His commandments. Heavenly Father promises that when you keep these covenants, you will always have the Spirit to be with you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. Study the Scriptures every day. As you diligently study the Scriptures, you learn from the examples of men and women whose lives have been blessed as they have followed the Lord's revealed will. You also become more receptive to the Holy Ghost in your own life. As you read and ponder, you may receive revelation about how a certain Scripture passage applies to you, or about anything else the Lord desires to communicate to you. Because Scripture reading can help you receive personal revelation, you should study the Scriptures every day. Take time to ponder. When you take time to ponder the truths of the gospel, you open your mind and heart to the guiding influence of the Holy Ghost. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 19, and section 138, verses 1 through 11. Pondering takes your thoughts from the trivial things of the world and brings you closer to the Spirit. When seeking specific guidance, study the matter out in your mind. At times, the Lord's communication will come only after you have studied a matter out in your own mind. The Lord explained this process to Oliver Cowdery, who served as Joseph Smith's scribe for much of the translation of the Book of Mormon. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord spoke to Oliver Cowdery, explaining why Oliver had not been able to translate the Book of Mormon, even though he had been given the gift to translate. "Behold, you have not understood. You have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought, save it was to ask me. But behold, I say unto you, that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right." Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 8. Patiently seek God's will. God reveals himself in his own time and in his own way and according to his own will. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 63 through 68. Revelation will probably come to you line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30. See also Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 12. Do not try to force spiritual things. Revelation does not come that way. Be patient and trust in the Lord's timing. Recognizing the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Amid the many noises and messengers in the world today, you must learn to recognize the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. Following are some of the principal ways the Holy Ghost communicates with us. He speaks to the mind and heart in a still, small voice. The Lord taught, "I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which shall come upon you and which shall dwell in your heart. Now behold, this is the spirit of revelation." Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verses 2 through 3. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will help you understand a gospel truth or give you a prompting that seems to occupy your mind and press itself upon your feelings. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 1. Although such revelation can have a powerful effect on you, it almost always comes quietly as a still, small voice. See 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 12, Helaman chapter 5, verse 30, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 6. He prompts us through our feelings. Although we often describe communication from the Spirit as a voice, that voice is one that we feel more than we hear. And while we speak of listening to the whisperings of the Holy Ghost, we often describe a spiritual prompting by saying, "I had a feeling." The Lord's counsel to Oliver Cowdery in section 9 of the Doctrine and Covenants, which is discussed on page 143, teaches this principle. However, this counsel is sometimes misunderstood. Upon reading that passage, some members of the church become confused, fearing that they have never received a prompting from the Holy Ghost because they have never felt a burning in their bosom. Note the Lord's final words in Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verse 8. "Therefore you shall feel that it is right." The burning described in this scripture passage signifies a feeling of comfort and serenity, not necessarily a sensation of heat. As you continue to seek and follow the Lord's will in your life, you will come to recognize how the Holy Ghost influences you personally. He brings peace. The Holy Ghost is often called the Comforter. See John chapter 14, verse 26. Doctrine and Covenants, section 39, verse 6. As he reveals the will of the Lord to you, he will speak peace to your mind. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 23. The peace he gives cannot be counterfeited by worldly influences or false teachings. It is the peace the Savior promised when he assured his disciples that he would send the Comforter. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John chapter 14, verse 27. Additional references: Amos chapter 3, verse 7, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, Alma chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, and chapter 17, verses 2 through 3, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 5 through 10, section 121, verses 26 through 33, and the 7th and 9th Articles of Faith. See also Faith, Holy Ghost, Prayer, Reverence, Scriptures, Spiritual Gifts.